Shadi, come in peace to God. Comrade Yehuda, this entire first half of Amid is explained by Rashi. So we're just going to learn the Rashi's through. Comrade Yehuda, Kishikim Salomar, when you come to the bottom line of this sugya, the Divir of Meir, Gagim Rishus Liatzman, Chatzeros Rishus Liatzman, and Karthaphos Rishus Liatzman. So each of these Rishuyos are considered a separate Rishus. All Chatzeros are considered one Rishus. All Gagim are considered one Rishus. And all Karthaphos are considered one Rishus. Let's see Rashi from now. Kishitim Tzolomar, Kishitamur Asov Daiton, Zeug Mar Divreye. This is the bottom line in the Machlokis of Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, and Rabbanan. The Divrei Rav Meir, Gagin Rishus Liatzman, Umetalfin Migagol Shuruv and the Gagol Shul Shimon. And therefore you're allowed to carry from the Gag of Ruvain to the Gag of Shimon. The Machlokis of Rav and Shmuel is only whether you can carry completely or just 4 hours. But you can carry over the border from one Gag to the other. The Chatzeros Rishus Liatzman, Umetalfin Michatzeros Shuruvain, the Chatzeros Shul Shimon, Kalim Shishov Subachatzer. You're not allowed to, without an Erev. You're not allowed to carry from the house into a chotzer. But you're allowed to carry from a chotzer into another chotzer, even if you have no Erev between them. The chayme chotzer shor rabim, the chotzer shor rabim. You can carry from the chotzer of a yochid to the chotzer of another yochid, or the chotzer of a rabim to the chotzer of another rabim. Right, even though there's no Erev, the issue is only carrying from the house to the chotzer. In the chotzer you're allowed to carry, and all chatzeros are considered one rishos, mainly you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other. Okay. Okay. And Karthaphos rishos liatzman. Okay. The Karthaphos rishos liatzman, the afilu hein shel beis hanoshim. Even if they belong to two different people, that's irrelevant. They're the same exact rishos. Metalkle mizelaze. The Omer of Meir called Gagos are Yerushus Achas. The Meir had all the Gagos are one Rishus. Shema Minoah, the Svorele, the Ein Rishus Mischalekes Machmes Shinui Bailim, El Batim Lechudayim. The only difference in Rishus is by houses. There, you can't carry without an Erev from one house to another. Mipnei Shehem Tadiros Ledira. Because there is a Dira Tadira, it's a constant dira, right? And therefore, it's what's called more chomer. Therefore, people are going to make a distinction between a house and a chutz or whatever. But these rishuyos are not used tadir, and therefore, they're considered common rishuyos. The mali gagim, mali chatzeros, mali karfefos. Once Rav Meir holds that all gagim are considered one rishus, the same would apply to a chutz or a karfef. But to carry from one karfeit to a gag, or a gag to a chotzer, or whatever, they're considered three separate rishuyos. And here it doesn't make a difference if they belong to different people or not. One person has a chotzer and a karfeit that are continuous. He can't carry from his chotzer into his karfeit. They're two different rishuyos. Because we're afraid if we let him carry from this rishus to the other, that and even though they're both the same rishus ayochid or same karmelis or whatever, still we're afraid that people will think then you're allowed to carry from rishus harabim into a rishus ayochid that's in the middle of rishus harabim. The kosh came shem shoshnayim. Surely they belong to two different people. Umechotzul akarthit nomilo. To carry from a chotzer to a karfeit, also not. The shaminen hu l'rabbanan l'kamon b'braisa, the osu l'talpun mi'chotzer l'karfeit. For a meir lo shaminen le de poligalayu. It's clear later on, the rabbanan hold that you can't carry from a chotzer into a karfeit. And we don't find the Rav Meir argues on that. L'hokyo, ele b'chilik rishuyos de gagin. He only argues by gagin, that he holds that all gagim are considered one rishus. Hoyal u'shmon shoveh. Since they all have the same name. but different rishuyos that are called different things, like Gag, Klotz, or Tarfei, lo shamina le de Mekel. We don't see the Rav Meir's Mekel in that. The Davka Komer Rav Meir, Gagos, the Tashmish, and Shoba, the Chen Chatseros, the Chen Chartefos. All Gagos are the same rishuyos, all Chatseros and all Chartefos, but the three of them are different rishuyos. La Filo Hen Shoshnai, the Vishinui Balin Lo Mitzri, Ela Batim Rav Meir. Shinui Balin, to carry from one house to another, is only also if they belong to two different people. The Gagim Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin hold the same thing by Gagim. Our Bechiluk Tashmish, the Shinui Shem HaRishuos, copied. But if the Rishuyos have different Tashmishim, or they don't have different names, then it is Makbid. Yokach Michotzer LeKarfeif Osir. Therefore, from a Chotzer to a Karfeif is Osir. Bafilu Ushalo, even with his own Chotzer and Karfeif. Not all the Rishonim hold like this. This is Rashi Shita. But even if it's what's it called, belongs to one person, but it's different, ownership is Aser, and the Ritva holds that if you own the Chotzer and you own the Karfeif, nobody holds it's Aser. You can carry from your Chotzer into your Karfeif. But it's only if it belongs to two, you need two Tznayim to make it Aser. It has to be a different Rishos, not the same Rishos, according to Rav Meir, not all Gagim, all Chatzeros, all Karfeifos. It has to be from a Gag to a Chotzer, or a Gag to a Karfeif, and they have to belong to two different people. Then it's Aser. But if they belong to the same person, it's not Aser. Rashi argues on that. They know Yosef, and even if it belongs to you, and it's not more than Beis Hasayim. These karfeifos are where they're not more than Beis Hasayim. The Ibi Yisairim, Baal Lech Lema, Reb Shimon Metaltlin. Here Reb Shimon wouldn't say, it could be Metaltl, or Carmelisi. A karfeif more than Beis Hasayim is a Carmelis. The Lechaman de Polik, the Michotzra Mishkan Gamri. Everybody holds that. We learn from the Chotzra Mishkan. Vod behed yaminin b'shilhai osin pasin. In the end, the osin pasin, the plugs of the Reb Shimon, the Rabbanan, the karfeit beis hasayimi. The machlokus is by a karfeit that's beis hasayim. In other words, b'afilu chotzer a karfeit shalishechot asher Rabbanan. And therefore, it's also even a karfeit that's less than beis hasayim, and even if they belong to the same person, because they're two different rishuyos. The Kamrin Hosam, Karfit Yosef is a sign, Shukif Ludira, Nizer Rubo, Hariukagina. Right? If it's more than Beis HaSayim, and it is Hukif Ludira, and then you planted most of it, so you're Mavatl Ludira, so then it's a Gina, it's Asr. Rama Rafuna, Bereder of Yeshua, the Chidaik is Bar, Shamina Minor, the Loshari Roshimen, Elba Karfit Beis HaSayim, or less, but not more. Rabbanan Asri, I forgot the Lachad Gavru, and Rabbanan say it's Asr. Tosis argues on this. Tosis says a karfeit less than Beis HaSayim is what's it called, is mutter, and a karfeit more than Beis HaSayim, a karfeit more than Beis HaSayim is also mutter. Why? Because a karfeit more than Beis HaSayim is not a karmelis, not the Rashi says. It's a special halacha that if it's more than Beis HaSayim and not hukaf ledira, you can't be matalkin more than dalet amas, but it's not a karmelis. It's a special din de rabbanim. But it's not choluk, it's not a different rishus, that it's a karmelis, it's the same, it's a rishus ayachid gomor, that the Rabbanan Aser carrying more than dalet amas. But it's not a karmelis. Memela, you can carry from a chotzer into that. According to, what's it called, Reb Shimon. Okay, so that's Reb Meir. The divrei chachamim, bottom line in the chachamim, gagim v'chatzeros rishus achas, a Gag and a Chotzer have the same din. Karfeifos Rishus Achas. So the Karfeit has a separate din. All Karfeifos, according to the Chachamim, are one Rishus, and all Gagim and Chatzeros are also one Rishus. Rashi, the Divrei Chachamim, the Lo Gazru Mishum Tel, they don't hold that there's an Isser of carrying in a Rishus Ayochid from one kind of Rishus Ayochid to a different one. So therefore, Gag in the Chatzeros is Rishusachas. You're allowed to carry from the Gag into a Chatzer, because the Gag is a real Rishus HaYochid, and the Chatzer is Rishus HaYochid. Shloshi yitalkel migag legag im chalukim baleyan. Not that the rabbanon hold that all gagos are one rishos, like Rav Meir does, that you can carry from one gag to another gag if they belong to different people. Mishum de gagim rabbanim kebatim mashbalu, because the rabbanon hold that gagos are the same as batim, since there's a dira underneath them. The dira extends to the roof too, and therefore they're mamish diros. And diros, if they belong to different people without an eruv, you can't carry from one to the other. Alidei chiluk shlamato, avo mechotzer shorabim, mechotzer shorabim matatlim. From one chotzer to another, you are allowed to carry. Umigag lechotzer derabim matatlim. And from a gag to a chotzer, you also carry, because that's v'afal gav degag reshusa didei mechotzer deshutvis. Even though it would seem that it'd be like carrying from a house into the chotzer. Kiratanya Brysala, come on, hoil the god Tashmishay no Tadirhu, though having mamish kabayas, umatalti men lachotzer. It's enough like a bias to asr me god la god, but it's not enough from a bias to mitalto from the god to a chotzer. That they didn't asr. They asr batim to a chotzer, but not god to a chotzer, but the god to a god, since they're similar diros, is asr. Karfeifos v'shus achas v'afilu hem shoshmai. The same thing, all karfeifos, according to the Chachamim, are one reshus, even if they belong to two different people. The chol reshus shishmo shovem mutalo, right? Any reshus, which is exactly like the reshus that I'm carrying from, is mutter to carry into, even if the bialim are different. Chutz min gagim, except for gagim, because they're the rabban and the machmer, because the gag has a din of a dira. So gag to gag is awesome. But gag to chotzer is mutter. Gag, okay. Avo mechotzer lekarfe, but from a chotzer to a karfe, afilu dechad gag roasher. But from a chotzer to a karfe, they're considered two rishuyos, and even if they belong to one person, it's asher. Rashi holds that the main consideration is, does it have a different name of rishuyos? Not does it have a different bialus. And like we said, the Ritva argues on that. Velo domi legag lechotzer. The gag shovel a chotzer. A gag and a chotzer are very similar in their usage. V'hochi shmiel eiler Rabbi Yehuda. U'masnis and daik lomi de komer Rabbi Shimon kulam reshus achas mechal de rabbon and lav chad reshus amashilu. Only Rabbi Shimon holds that they're all considered one common reshus. The rabbon and argue on that. V'kulu, b'rais m'sayir elay. Come on, the tani gag the chotzer the achshadra umerpeses kulam reshus achasein the chotzer umerpeses kebeis chaseros dami the chotzer and merpeset are like two separate chaseros umiduk yedidah the lo tana ba karfeith, since it didn't mention a karfeith in that, the karfeith is a different reshus umavui and umavui also isn't mentioned but minin lak rabbanan. And then the Gemara says, let's go according to Rabbanan, not like Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon holds all these Rishuyas are considered one, and the Rabbanan hold two of them. Chotzer and Gag are considered the same, but not Chotzer and what's it called, Karfi. Dear Rav Shimon, I feel Karfi if not a mystery, Bali Chotzer. Dear Rav Meir, Gag the Chotzer lo mystery. To the head, you ask for Masisan, Minomach le Gavoa. So it has to be the Rabbanan, who hold that a gag and a chotzer are yes one rishos, but those two and a karfif are not one rishos. Rav Shimon holds they're all one rishos, and Rav Meir holds even a chotzer and a gag is not one rishos. Okay, right on the Gemara, the divrei Rav Shimon kulan rishos achasein, and according to Rav Shimon they're all one rishos. The divrei Rav Shimon kulan rishos achas, the tema hai the omer Rav Shimon echad gagos the echad chatzeros. The echad karfeifos kol chada v'chada reshusa b'anfeinachshi mashvila right gagin liatzman v'chatzeros liatzman v'karfeifos liatzman. Don't make the mistake to think that when Shimon said all these are reshus achas, he meant each one by itself is considered one reshus if you have a lot of them. No, they're all one reshus, meaning they're all together one reshus. D'hashvara l'meiris, that's a meirisvara. They're all one common rishus. There's no difference between a chotzer, a gag, and a karfe. That's how Rav Yehuda understood Rav Shimon. And the Brysa, the Tanya Kavosela, come on, right? that there's a braisa later on the Gemara is going to bring that supports Rav Yehuda, that according to Rav Shimon, all these different rishuyos are considered one rishus. Hainu malin shemen valonatis migag legar migag lechotzer michotzer lechotzer michotzer lekarti. Later on, there's a braisa that said beferish that according to Rav Shimon, they were allowed to carry kalim that were outside a house when Shabbos came in, from a chotzer to a gag to a karfet, then there's no difference between them. Okay. Tanya kavayshid Rav Yehuda, Tanya kavayshid Rav. There's a braisa that supports what Rav Yehuda said, and there's a braisa that supports Rav, even though Rav and Rav Yehuda didn't argue. Two separate things. It's not the regular Tanya kavayshid that we normally have. We have a machlokes, we have a braisa that supports both sides. Two braises, one that supports each side. Here, there's not a machlokas. We're just bringing down what Rav Yehuda said and what Rav said, and that there's braises that support both of them. Tanya kavayshid de Rav, what did Rav say? Kol gago sa'ir reshus achasein, ba'asr lahalo sa'lahorid menagagim lechotzer, u'menachotzer legagim, v'kelim sheshofsu bechotzer, mutter lataltlam bechotzer. Legagim, mutter lataltlam legagim, u'vivach lo yagago vo ayur onomach yud divar emeir. The Pharish, how Rav understood Rav Meir, that all the gagos are one rishos, right, and the chotzer is a different rishos, so you can't take from a gag to a chotzer, right, and the reason is, or from one gag that's higher or lower, ten tvachim, because Rav Meir made a gzera, even though all gagos are one rishos, but we're afraid that if you let him carry in what's one rishos, but looks like two rishuyos, he'll end up carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. A tail Rishus HaRabim. So, that's Rav Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Rishus Le'atzmo. Everyone's a separate Rishus. Ve'in Metaltim Bola V'Dalet. You can only carry Dalet Amos in any one of them. Okay, so that's like Rav. Rav said in Rav Meir that even though they're all one Rishus, that means separate to each one. But you can't carry from a Gag to a Chatzar because of this gzeir. Rashi, Tanya kavayshe de Rav, domer le'el, begagin ha'shovim le'rabbonon, dein metaltim bo'le v'damit. Rav held that where you have, this is also what Rav said. Rav said that according to the Rabbonon, if you have a gag that has many owners, right, and even though they're mechitzas underneath, but they're mechitzas shein ha'nikaros, so they don't separate the gag, and you can't carry in any gag more than Dalet Amos. The reason being that they're all opened into places you can't carry, going to the Rabbana. The Asri Adodi, although I'm reading good Asik Mechitza Sheni Koros. So that Brisa also says, like what Rav says in the Rabbana, and it's not a kasha on Rav Shimon, right? The heart of this Brisa is a kasha on Shmuel, right? It's kasha on Shmuel. Because Shmuel holds you could carry in the whole gag, because the mechitzos is considered going up. But we said before that if there's diurim in both gagim, so people are constantly walking over the roof, then that's a mechitza on the dresses, and it's bottle. Even Shmuel, who holds that mechitza shein nikeres is good, and normally be allowed to carry completely on each gag by itself, but if it's mechitza nidreses, if people are constantly going back from one gag to the other, Shmuel is molde that mechitza is no good. A mechitza shein and nikr, which is also nidres, is no good. So Shmuel would say it's talking in that case. But the Meister, since it doesn't say the Pharish that, it's more of a raya to Rav. The Braisa goes like Rav. But it's not a kash on Shmuel. Rishus achas, metalkle mizelazet. You don't have to carry from one. You can't go more than four amas. But you can carry over the border from one gag to another. You can't take him to a chotzer or from one low gag into a high gag, because even though it's the same rishus, we're afraid that since it's two rishuyos that are the same rishus, you'll make the mistake in a rishus harabin and carry from the rishus harabin to a tail that's in a rishus ayur harabin. Mutter yet. Yeah, Tanya Kavaisa Rav Yehuda. Now we have a Braisa that says what Rav Yehuda said. Omar Rebbe, this is the Braisa. Rebbe said, Kshayinu lomdim Torah etzer Reb Shimon b'Tekoa, when we were learning Torah by Reb Shimon in Tekoa, hayinu malim shemen valunatis migag ledag, migag lechotzer, michotzer lechotzer, michotzer lekarfeit, mikarfeit lekarfeit, acher, ad shayinu magin etzel amayin, shayinu rochtzen bo. Till we came to the mayin that we used to wash. And these kalim were in one of these reshuyos, they weren't in the house when Shabbos came in, because then it'd be awesome to carry them. Kalim that were in the house when Shabbos came in, even if somehow they came into the chotzer, are also to move more than Da'al Amas. But kalim that originated in the chotzer, or in the karfeit, or in the gad, when Shabbos came in, Reb Shimon holds you can carry from one to the other, because they're all one reshut. And that's a right, like Reb Yehuda, that you shouldn't understand Reb Shimon, they're all one reshut to themselves, they're all one common reshut between themselves. And what were they washing? The Chori not allowed to wash on Shabbos your whole body. See, they were talking in Chametz Tveria or in cold water. One of the two. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'Shasa Sakona. Right? Then Rabbi Yehuda said, there was also a Maisa B'Shasa Sakona. But Yinu Malin Sefer Torah. They used to, the Goyim asked them reading a Sefer Torah. So they couldn't read it in Shul because they would be caught. So they used to take the Sefer Torah into the Chotzer Erev Shabbos and leave it there. In a private place in the chotzer, and then on Shabbos they would take it from the chotzer to the gag, and the gag le chotzer, the chotzer le karfeit likrosbo, so they'd be able to read it in a place they wouldn't be caught. Amrulo ain shasa sakona raya. No, that's no raya. That it's okay that Reb Shimon was moderate under normal circumstances. Maybe since it's only a shvus, it's only an issur derabanan, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah kriyas haTorah, they were moderate. Even though for mitzvahs were not matter other shvuyah or shvusin, but this one was a very light shvus, because really it's all reshus hayochid. It's just chilek reshuyos. Maybe there Reb Shimon was meikel, but who said that under normal circumstances Reb Shimon be matter to carry from a chotzer to a gag and a gag to a karfeit? So from there is no raya. But from the case of the washing that Reb Yehuda said, there is a raya brura that Reb Shimon was matter them to carry the towel and the bath accessories, right, that were in a chotzer when Shabbos came in, to a gag, to a karfeit, until they got to the mayim. And again, all these places are really reshus hayochid. It shows that there are no eruv, and that the rabbanim were matur. Mutar l'taltalon b'chotzer, apal pi shelo irva, even though there's no eruv. Vuadin l'shar chatzeres, same thing to other chatzeres. Reshus li'atzmo. Vein metalklin mizel zafil patok dalit. Vein metalklin bafil migag atzmo. Okay, that was the what we said before, according to Rav. Now we're Tanya Kavais Rav Yehuda, Aliyah Rav Shimon. Now we have a braisa, the way Rav Yehuda understood Rav Shimon. Then Rav Shimon said they're all rishus, akas. He didn't mean each one separately is a common rishus, but they're all one common rishus, so you can take from one to the other. Shemen wasuchbo, alonatis listapikbo, shemen was to anoint themselves, alonatis was a towel to dry themselves off. Migag legag, migag lechotzer, mechotzer lekarfeit, mikarfeit lekarfeit, kulo gashina. This is where we see that there's no difference. You can carry from one of these to a different reshus of the same thing of a different person, or to a different reshus completely, like chotzer to a god, or chotzer to another chotzer, and so on. Well, why not? It's not Yom Kippur. It's not Meruach because it's Shemen. It's not something hard. B'hu shelo yirvu b'nei hachatzeros kolachas li'atzma. Right? Now, so now what's the next piece? Okay. Reb Shimon omer echad gagim. Omer Rav halacha k'Reb Shimon. The halacha is like Reb Shimon that gagim, chatzeros, karfeifos are all one common rishus. B'hu shelo yirvu. The only time you can carry in a chotzer to another chotzer, to a karfeit, to a gav, is if the kelim were in that thing when Shabbos came in, they were in the house, and there was no eruv. They didn't make an eruv between the house and the chotzer. Why? Abul iruvulo. But if they made an eruv, then you can't carry from one chotzer to the other, even kelim that were in the chotzer. Why not? The gazrinan dil ma'asil afuke money debatim b'chotzer. Because if they didn't make an eruv between the house and the chotzer, and it's not usual to have kelim of the house in the chatzim, because you can't carry from the house into the chatzim. So that most of the kelim that are in the chatzim are ones that were there from before Shabbos. But even though we'll see, there are instances where you could get a keli from the house into the chatzer, and it was a keli that was in the house when Shabbos came in. But it's unusual. See, towards the end of the Gemara, what's possible. But it's unusual. So if there's no Erev, most of the keli that are in the chatzer are not from the house. So you're not going to end up carrying kelim that were in the house in the chatzer to another chatzer. But if they made an Erev, then it's Shriach, there should be a lot of kelim in the chatzer that came from the house. Those for sure are not allowed to be taken into another chatzer that wasn't an Erev. So there they asked.
Why not? If the house, if you do the way the Erev works...
No, because now the house and the chatzer are one reshus.
Like and the
chatzer? No, but the house is still not worse than the house. They all become like the house, with common enter. All the houses become common, they don't become chatzeros.
It
becomes joint ownership between a house and a chatzer. Memela, the house is mamish adira. There they did ask them from carrying from a house to a chatzer. So now all of this chatzer becomes like the house, but the other chatzer is not like the house. So now it's like you're carrying from a house into a chatzer, so you can make an eruv. Shmuel Omar, bein eruv, bein shalom. We're not choshish for that. Whether you made an eruv or not, it's mutter, but you can only carry the kalin into the other chatzer that were not in the house. And even though there are now lots of kelim in the chatzer that came from the house because they made an Erev, we're not afraid that you won't distinguish between the kelim. That's what Shmuel says. V'chein, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said, Mi lachshach, bein irvu, u'bein shelo irvu. So Rashi's not goris this mi lachshach. Who whispered to you? That there's a difference between irvu and shelo irvu. He also said, like Shmuel, there's no difference whether they made an Erev or not. And the Loshen, he Lachshek Tosa says, three pshatim. One is that, what's it called? That there's a you do Hargoreset. And he said, who told you halachas like Rav Shimon? Bein Erevu, bein lo Erevu. Right? And Rabbeinu Shmuel says that it's going back on Rav. Who told you, Rav, that there's a difference between this? Who whispered this to you? And there's another girsa from the what's it called? Malach Sheikh is one word, not milachash. Who whispered to you? But milachash, that Rabbi Yochanan was born because of a lachash. The Gemara says in Yuma that his mother, when she was pregnant with him, had a desire to eat on Yom Kippur, and they whispered in her ear that it's Yom Kippur, and she didn't eat, and she had Rabbi Yochanan. And there was another woman who had a desire to eat on Yom Kippur when she was pregnant, and they whispered in her ear, and she ended up eating. And she had a rasha. Her kid became a rasha. So you see that even before a person is born, what the mother does has an effect on the child. That's what the Gemara says over there. So we have Machlokis now, Rav, who says that only if you didn't make an Erev can you carry from one chatzah to another. And Shmuel also does make a difference, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shmuel. Maskifor Rav Chisda Shmuel. So Rav Chisda asked on Shmuel, Ulu Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, Yomu Shnei Kalim B'chotzer Achas, Zem Mutter V'Zeh Osher. B'chora, you can have two Kalim in the Chotzer. One came from the house, and it was Mutter to bring in the Chotzer because you have an Erev. One was in the Chotzer from before Shabbos. The one that was in the Chotzer before Shabbos, you're allowed to carry into another Chotzer. The one that was in the house, you're not allowed. So who's going to distinguish like that? Two kelim in the same chatzer, and one you're allowed to carry to the next chatzer, and one not. When it says, Rav Shimon l'tamei, the lo gosser, Rav Shimon didn't make such a gzera. The snan or Rav Shimon, l'mad over dome, l'sholosh chatzeros apsuch ozu lezu. Rav Shimon, we had this case before, you have two chatzeros, three chatzeros open one to the other. And they all have another entrance into Rishus Arabin. They open into each other, and they open to Rishus Arabin. The Irvu Shtei Achitzon Osim Rahim Tzoyis. Each outer chatzer made a separate Erev with the middle guy. But the outer ones don't have an Erev to themselves. So A and B, they're in the line, A, B, C. B is the middle one. A and B have an Erev, and B and C have an Erev. But A and C don't have an Erev. So Muteres Imohen, Vehein Muteres Imoh. So Reb Shimon holds that the A and B are Mutter, and B and C are Mutter. But Beis Achitzonas Asurim Zeum Zu. But A and C are Asur. So we're not afraid. Even though in B there are kalim that are mutter to take to A but not to C, and kalim that are mutter to take to C but not to A, we're not gozer that you may not distinguish between the kalim and take the ones from B into A that are aser, or the ones from B into C that are aser. We say you'll be able to distinguish which ones you could take to A and which ones to C. So too, Rav Shimon holds, you can distinguish between kalim that were in the house when Shabbos came out, and then their asur are taken to the other chatzar, and ones that were in the chatzar when Shabbos came, that you're allowed to take into the other chatzar. Rashi, v'hu shlo yirvu, b'nei achatzeros kolachas li'atzma, v'hash delo shchichei kli abatim b'chatzar. If there's no erev between the house and the chatzar, it's very unusual for there to be kalim that were in the house when Shabbos came in the chatzar, because you're not allowed to take them there. Even though, we'll see, there are possibilities of how you can get kalim from the house into the chatzar. But it's not usual. But if they made an Erev, then it is usual to have kalim of the house in the chatzar. And therefore, it is a gzera that you're not allowed to take any kalim from the chatzar into another chatzar for fear that you'll take kalim that were in the house into that other chatzar. There was no Erev. There's no reason to make a Gzeirah. Because there's not too many clay bias in the Chatzar. If each Chatzar made an Erev by itself with the houses around it, then you can't carry from that Chatzar into another Chatzar which they didn't make an Erev with. The low Erev Beis Chatzeros Yachad, the two Chatzeros didn't make an Erev, but each chatzar has an Erev with the houses around it, also a talpa mizuzu. Then, Rav Shimon holds, you can't carry from one chatzar to the other. Afilu kli ha-chatzar. Why? The kivin d'shriche mani d'batim b'chatzar, gazrinen do mo'asil ha-fuki mani d'batim sh'b'chatzar zu, b'chatzar zu. Rav Shimon mo'debohu d'ktoni, avalola kelim sh'shosu v'sh'chabayi. Rav Shimon also agrees that kelim of the bayis, you can't carry to another chatzar. And here, since it's shriach that there should be kalim that were in the bayis when Shabbos came out in the chatzar, we're afraid people won't distinguish and they'll carry those kalim into the other chatzar. Therefore, we asher all kalim. Mi lach shechlo gasinan, haimu de mashkachas la mani de batim b'chatzar, de itzrich le misne, avalo le kalim sheshotsu b'soch habayis. Now, look at the next piece. Moshev Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked, again, on Shmuel. Right, Shmuel Rav Yochanan, who said it doesn't make a difference, Irvu and low Irvu. So we'll see, Lechora, there's a Brisa that says not like that. Rav Shimon Omer, Echot Gagos, Echot Chatzeros, the Echot Karfefos, Rishuch Achas Lahein, the Kalim Sheshovsu Besochan, the low the Kalim Sheshovsu Besochabais. Shimon says, Beferish, that you're allowed to carry from one chatzar to another kalim that were in the chatzar when Shabbos came in, but not kalim when they're in the bayis. Iyamis b'shlamad di'irvu, if it's talking where there was an Erev, and the mashkachas lomani debatim b'chatzar. It's possible to have kalim in the chatzar that were in the bayis when Shabbos came in. Right? So now, Rav Shimon had to say, it's only the kalim that were not in the house when Shabbos came in, that are now in the chatzar, right, that you can carry to the other chatzar. But kalim that were in the bayis when Shabbos came in, those kalim you can't. How did they get into the chatzar? Must be there was an Erev. We're not talking about people who carried the Isser. So it must be there was an Erev. And still, what's it called? He holds you can't carry those, right, so must be that, what's it called? Eliyamsa must be an Erev. Eliyamas b'shalo yirvu, heche mishkachas lamani debatim b'chotzer. So it must be that even with an Erev, you're allowed to carry kalim that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in. Not like Rav. that they do Shmuel, they do Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Who Mosiv Lo, who Mefarik Lo? He asked the question of Sheshes and he answered it. Because of the Sudra, what happened is like this. The guy had a hat on and he walked into the chotzer. So you're not carrying the hat, you're wearing it. What you wear, you're allowed to wear from the house into the chotzer, even without a neighbor. Then he took the hat off and left it in the chotzer. So that was Kalim that were in the bayis. And now they're in the chotzer, and they got to the chotzer beheter. They wore them in. So, however, if you took off, it's like dafka hat, some hold dafka hat, not other clothing. Other clothing are bottled to the person completely, and they're not considered like they were in the house, bechlal. They're bottled to the person. But a hat, you don't wear in the house. At least most people don't wear a hat in the house. So, therefore, you put it up on a hook, and you only wear it to go out. That's called that it was konish shvisa in the house. But now you wore it outside, that's okay. But now it's a keli that was konish shvisa in the house, and now it's in the chotzer. But if the other clothing, some rishonim hold, that other clothing this wouldn't apply to, and some hold applies to all clothing. And the Chazon Ish says that if you took the clothing off, it was in the drawer when Shabbos came in, then for sure it's konish shvisa in the house, even if you took it off during Shabbos. And you what's it called, and then took it out, still on the shvisa in the house. And still usher in the chotzer to move around.
Something
that you don't wear normally in the house. Yeah.
A suda means, if it's, we understand that, a
handkerchief. No, a suda means a hat.
A what?
A suda is a turban.
What's a kumsa?
Kumsa is a hat. There are two different kinds of things. One's a turban. Rashi, Hainu the mashkachas l'mani debatim bechotzer. It's like misne, and you had to tell me this halacha that you can't carry the kelim that were in the house to the other chotzer. That's only if there was an eruv, because there was no eruv. How'd you get them in there? Avolola came shoshav b'soch habayis bekumsa v'sudra shoshav b'soch habayis v'otzi on the chotzer derech malbolim. There is a way to get kelim into the chotzer, but since if you didn't have an eruv, even though there are kelim you could bring into the chotzer, since they're not shchiah, it's unusual, there they didn't make the gzeirah. But if there was an eruv, then it's usual to have kelim of the house, there they didn't make the gzeirah, according to Rav, and according to Shmuel of Yochanan, even there they didn't make the gzeirah.